This is the BBC Home Service. Will anybody start the bidding?
10 shillings there. Sold. Good. Then we're off on another remarkable wireless talking type goon show. Stop! Tonight, in honor of the occasion, we bring you, especially written for the wireless, the classic tale of the great international Christmas pudding.
Christmas pudding. Where is it?
Many years ago, in the year 562 BC, the great monumental international Christmas pudding was struck by lightning, which also struck a tree. And the magnificent international Christmas pudding, which had been erected by Sissy Gambus atop a temple tall, was broken into two portions by the knock it received during the fall. And oh, these portions have been carried to a far corner of the earth, and this terrible disaster is not an occasion for mirth and all.
Yes, it was in 1843 that the discovery in the Sudan of a large fossilized fragment of this long-forgotten pudding prompted a question in the House of Commons.
And the discovery of this portion of pudding prompts me to suggest that if all the portions of this emblem of international goodwill and understanding could be reassembled and set up in some appropriate spot, it might well be the turning point in the falling prestige of this wonderful country of ours.
Well, yeah, all right, lads. See ya.
And so it was, one autumn evening, that a tall stranger approached a young man secretly repairing a granite banjo in Hyde Park.
Good evening. Have a picture of Queen Victoria.
No, thanks. I'm trying to give them up.
I don't think you'll ever do it. I've tried and failed. May I come in?
But I'm outside.
Well, you come in, then.
I found myself inside a 12-bob-a-week bed-sitting room in Central Kilburn.
Moriarty, we have a guest.
Good. At last we eat.
Neddy, just step into the oven, will you? We'll soon dry those damp clothes for you.
Thank you very much.
Would you mind lying down in the baking tin?
Right.
Right, Moriarty, light the gas.
I can't. I've no money for the meter.
What? What happened to that penny?
I sold it for 2 halfpennies.
I can lend you a penny.
Wait.
You have money?
Oh, lots of it.
Money. Oh, you are.
Steady, Moriarty. Please hide those bones.
I can't. They're mine.
Well, put a brown paper towel around them. Now, Neddy, come out of the oven and sit down on this orange box.
Thank you very much.
Moriarty.
Why, haven't it? Stiff in there, you know.
Yes, I can't get through on the show. Moriarty, put that cardboard chicken on the table and play the record of a champagne bottle being opened.
Right. Thank you. Do it.
You say you're rich, Neddy.
Yes. I'm an eccentric millionaire, you know.
Really?
I really don't know what to do with money. Oh, I was thinking of giving it all to a fund for third-rate music hall comedians.
What? I see. What is it that has 8 wheels and flies?
I don't know. What is it that has 8 wheels and flies?
2 corporation duskers.
I don't wish to know that.
No, neither do I. On second thoughts.
Yes.
I think I'll give it all to the next 2 men to swim the channel.
Oh! What?
I've changed my mind. No, I will give it to the next 2 men to swim the channel.
Oh.
No. I've changed my mind. I'll spend every penny on forming a new show band. No, I've got it. Yes, I've got it. I'll give it all to the man who runs a mile in 3 minutes.
There, 3 minutes exactly.
No. I'll change my mind.
What?
I don't know, really. I'll tell you what. Have you any ideas on how to spend that money?
Moriarty, please. Let me look in my book of suggestions. A, B, C, Charlie. Neddy, have you ever heard of the great international Christmas pudding?
No.
Do have a picture of Queen Victoria.
Well, just this once. As I puffed my Queen Victoria, he told me the amazing story of the great international Christmas pudding, originally built at Alexandria in B.C. 2000, destroyed and sacked by the Carthaginians under Plato's Republic, and its fragments scattered the length and length of the known world.
Thank you, Neddy. You saved me telling you.
But
think, Neddy, if only all these fragments of the great international Christmas pudding could be found and reassembled under one roof, the whole magnificent structure could be completely restored. What an incentive to goodwill and understanding among men.
Gad!
Yes.
How would... And think carefully.
Yes.
How would you like to join my great international Christmas pudding exhibition?
Yes.
No, there. I doubt if you have the stamina.
What? A test! Give me a test!
Lift me on your back.
Child's play. Put your foot in. And there!
Good. Now, Moriarty.
Easy. Watch out for Teller's friend there. Right up. There. Now what?
You sure you've got money?
Yes, of course I have.
Then the Ritz-Carlton grill for lunch. And step on it, please. Do you mind?
Yes, and at all costs, avoid Max Gilroy.
Too late.
Never mind.
International Christmas pudding, second helping. Deeply impressed by the magnificent luncheon he'd bought for Lord Grippipe, Neddy decided to equip a complete Christmas pudding expedition.
Yes, within a week I had landed at Port Macango. Awaiting me on the quay was a resplendent figure wearing a tigerskin busby, a scarlet duffel coat and khaki-toe shorts, and smoking a picture of Queen Victoria.
Oh, white man. Allow me to introduce myself, sir. Major Dennis Bloodnock, International Christmas Pudding Agent for the Sudan.
Dad, what luck! The very man I'm looking for.
You mean you're interested?
Of course.
You don't know what you're undertaking. Do you realize there are men here who would be willing to drive you out of the country at any price?
Who are they?
Taxi drivers.
I don't wish to know that.
Neither do I.
Tell me more about the pudding. Is there a portion somewhere in the Sudan?
It's all here, lad, in Africa. Three quarters of it is worshipped as a god by the savage Naringi Berbers, and the other quarter's turned man-eater and is roaming the forests of Yingtong at Lipo.
Hey! You mean that portion will have to be shot?
Yes, it'll need a man with a steady eye, a hollow tooth, and a wooden leg to bring it down.
Do you know of such a man?
No, but I know a man whose advice could be invaluable to you, but he'd be too expensive.
Hmm. Between you and me, how much should I offer him?
Well, between you and me, his usual fee is 1,000, but in my estimation, he's worth much more.
Two?
Three.
Right. Who is it?
Me.
Major Bloodnock, I've been told to offer you £3,000.
You've been very well advised.
Well, now, what do you advise me to do?
First, pay me the money. You have money, haven't you?
Of course I have money.
Good, good.
Miss Throat?
Yes.
Open my money chest and put on the gramophone racket of £7,000 in shillings.
Right.
Wait a minute, that was only £3,500. Where's the rest of it?
I'll pay you the other side.
All right, I'll play the rest when I get home. Do have a picture of Queen Victoria, please.
No, thanks, I'm trying to give them up.
Oh.
Now tell me, what is your advice about the great international Christmas pudding?
Forget all about it, lad. Goodbye.
Stop! You mustn't go.
Why?
I've made up my mind. I'm going to get the Christmas pudding and all for Britain. I want you to accompany me on the safari.
But I've never played one in my life.
I'll have a man flown out to teach you.
Then I'll come. Of course, I shall need special equipment.
Such as?
Money.
Very well. Here's a recording of a blank check.
Oh.
Just fill in the label for any amount you like. Now, what else do we need?
A picture of Queen Victoria.
On Bloodnock's advice, I also purchased the following vital equipment.
One knee-action self-reciprocating Christmas pudding gun.
One hand-painted inflatable Christmas pudding decoy with rubber hollow.
One portable plastic and gravel road.
One long bent thing with a sort of lump on the end.
One waterproof cover for the same.
One same.
33 boxes of yellow kosher boots.
Another long bent thing with a sort of lump on the end.
One uncooked leather trilby with sugar feather.
One 60-foot explodable granite statue with built-in plunger.
Detailed plans of what to do with long, bent thing with sort of lump on the end.
Right, now, pack all that into the piano and burn it to ashes.
To ashes?
Yes, they're much, much lighter to carry. Please, have a picture of Queen Victoria.
Not before lunch.
Right, then follow me.
Meanwhile, unknown to Segun, a different expedition has already reached the forest of Yingtong at Lai Po, collecting moss for the BBC. At this very moment, indeed, its members are bedding down in their tents under the jungle moon.
Melodies divine. Have you tucked the end of the sheets in, Henry?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes. Oh. You put the hot water bottle in?
Yes.
Good,
yes,
good, good, yes. Good.
Oh, Min.
Very hot tonight. I think I'll have a cold water bottle.
That makes. Yeah, we will have to get these tents redecorated.
Why?
The wallpaper is peeling.
Good, good. I'll get a new roll from London, Henry.
Good, good, good.
Yes, it is good.
Did you put the tiger out, Min?
Yes, I did. I put the tiger out, Henry.
Good, and don't forget to tell the camel driver no milk tomorrow.
Oh, you.
What?
Mutton, what's that? What's that? Oh.
It's all right, Min. It's just those noisy people in the tent upstairs. Who's that walking about upstairs?
I'm the famous Echo.
It's the famous Eccles, and he's got friends in, Min. Do you mind taking those noisy boots off?
Okay.
Ah, that's better. Oh. I didn't know he had three legs, Henry.
He hasn't, Min, he hasn't. He has a one-legged friend. Good. Good night, Min.
Good night, buddy. Oh.
He's got two one-legged friends.
It's that or one three-legged friend, Min.
Well, good night, Min.
Good night, little naughty Henry. Good night, little Henry. Good night. Oh! Watch that. We'll all be murdered in our beds.
Is that the tiger, Min? Let him in. Let him in.
Come in, pussy. Isn't a tiger, Henry. It's a savage portion of the Christmas pudding.
Help! Eccles, help!
Help, Eccles!
Help, Eccles, help!
You down there! Stop that naughty noise! I'm trying to get some sleep. I'm a brain worker.
And study, Eccles. Not so loud, Min. Quietly. Help, Eccles, help.
Keep calm, old chapel.
Eccles.
Keep calm. I heard your refined screams. Now, what's the trouble?
There's a savage portion of international Christmas pudding loose in the long grass.
Good heavens! Just what I'm looking for. Quick, surround Africa! Now, load that gun with shrapnel bits. Careful! Don't point that gun at me! Point it up at the ceiling!
Look, I'm rich!
Pull up your pants at once! Now then, if possible, we must take the savage portion of pudding alive.
Are you mad? That Christmas pudding could never be held captive inside anything.
Then, we must dig a pudding pit and line the sides with custard so it can't climb out!
Brilliant, lad, brilliant. We have no time to waste. Ellington, play that crocodile twinge.
Look out.
Fall right down and crawl like a crocodile. That's the crocodile crawl. All around the hole like a crocodile. That's the crocodile crawl. It's done by plumbers and electricians. And by sedate physicians and politicians and other people in high positions. It's the fact to crawl like a crocodile at your favorite ballet. They look sad and bored like a crocodile, even in their ballet. And even if you don't know your left foot from your right foot, never mind, you don't choose your feet at all. That's the crocodile crawl. Right lie down and crow like a crocodile. That's the crocodile crow. All around the hole like a crocodile. That's the crocodile crow. It's done by plumbers and electricians, and by sedate physicians and politicians and other people in high positions. It's the fact to crow like a crocodile at your favorite ballet. They look sad and bold like a crocodile, even in the ballet. And even if you don't know your left foot from your right foot, never mind, you don't use your feet at all. Don't you care, you don't use your feet at all. Watch out! It's the crocodile crow!
The great international Christmas pudding, third helping. A change of events. At dawn, a shock for our hunters.
Great walloping scraggles of Nurgle. Look over there.
Quick! Hand me my semicircular glass telescope. Jan!
Dear listeners, as I looked over my shoulder, I could see a terrible sight. Galloping at full tilt across the date fields was a savage portion of the great international Christmas pudding, hotly pursued by the ferocious tribe, the Naringi Berbers.
Yes.
Then, to our horror, they brought it down with a well-aimed plasticine boomerang and saxophone mat.
Curses and naughty words! We are forestalled.
Don't worry, lad, don't worry. It's a blessing in disguise.
What is?
Sabrina with a beard.
I don't see what Sabrina needs a beard for. I think she looks attractive enough without one.
I suppose she does, really. I never thought of it that way.
Heavens! It's two men carrying a door. Come in.
Hello, Neddy.
Great pipe. So glad you came. Oh. Bad news. Huh? Bad news.
Yeah.
The Naringi Berbers have captured the last pudding of the international Christmas pudding portion. Well, you know what I mean, don't you, Great Pipe? Anyway, they've had a go at it.
Don't worry, Neddy. We have a guide here who knows where they live.
Yes, I know where they live, my dear. Enter blue bottle on cardboard horse. Signals applause on gramophone record. Ah! I've had my fill of the clapping. Put record in knapsack for next week.
Little East Finchley Arab chieftain in brown suede shoes.
Oh.
Lead us to the city of the Naringi Berbers, and this quarter of jelly babies is yours.
Oh. Really? I like this game. Follow me.
Following the tracks of the Naringi Berbers, Blue Bottle led us to the great mud wall city of Aistak-Ton.
Yes, there it is, Captain. Now for my reward.
Here, then, is your quarter of jelly babies.
Oh, thank you. Think, these jelly babies will increase my power of influence at school. This will make Molly Nasher think twice about me at playtime. Think again. I know. I will taunt her with my jelly baby. I will be a man of wealth and mystery. I'll make her forget about the rotten swine Harold Lane and his Tony Curtis type haircut.
I say,
what?
The gates of the city aren't locked, and there's no one about.
Flattening Nurglos, the city's deserted.
Oh! Run for your lives! Look! A savage portion of the pudding has escaped!
As he spoke, the terrible pudding sprang into the deserted courtyard, its holly thrashing to and fro.
Suspicious yokels! I know why the natives have fled! That pudding has hydrophobia!
Oh,
Don't panic.
What?
Don't panic, chaps.
Oh.
Play it with the pudding cloth while I get this plate under it.
Got
it! Quick! Put the dish cover on.
Well done, Ned. But unless you give that pudding an anti-hydrophobia injection, I promise you it won't live.
Yes, Neddy. You will have to do it. Take this hypodermic syringe.
All right. Lift the dish cover. Now!
Under you go.
Well done, Moriarty. That pudding will be worth a fortune. Now we'll ditch Neddy.
Wait. He's knocking. Lift up the cover.
Thank you.
Neddy, how's the pudding?
Delicious.
You fine seagulls!
Wait a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Pills.
I have known melodies divine, melodies that live forever. Songs of love and songs of war, songs that live forevermore. Song upon the divine, melodies that live for all.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Pills. Mr. Pills was brought along to fill in as the program was underrunning. That was the Doom Show, an important program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Wellington Quartet and Max Gelray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Speenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.